This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The pitch. Hernandez, fly ball, left center field. Judge going back, chasing after it. He's not going to get there. And one hops off the wall. Mookie scores. Here comes Freddie. Teoscar Hernandez has tied game five.
The Los Angeles Dodgers stun the New York Yankees in the Bronx and win and end the World Series. That was the call on Dodgers Radio. Good morning, Metroplex. Sean Shreef, RJ Choppy, and our Cowboys insider, Bobby Roberto Bell, trying to get you to your weekend as quickly as possible. Were you suffering? You're pretty giddy this morning for your childhood team losing in heartbreaking fashion.
But there's a benefit to that. It puts you out of your misery early.
Okay.
You know, so me and my old man, we would always... He was always big. He always taught me, if you're going to lose early. Get out of the way. You know, you don't want to get emotionally invested and get your hopes up.
Okay.
You know, you want to get everything out
of
the way.
So the biggest heartbreak for you was probably game one.
Yeah, that was a crushing loss if you're New York. But you know, also
Freddie Freeman, by the way, winning World Series MVP.
Absolutely should have. I wonder who even
Beeler.
Maybe, yeah, maybe. I mean, he had a big start, obviously, and then the save.
Bueller, whatever.
Yeah. I don't even know if anybody could even come up with a second guess. I mean, that is how much he was the dominant force in this series.
So you were not moaning and groaning loud enough for your neighbor to?
Oh God, no.
Threaten you again?
Oh no, 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 no. Yeah, we were just sitting there watching. I was really stunned. Like, that was the whole thing. That was like, there's no way. There's no way that was
I switched real it life. Off in the living room, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to go and enjoy the rest of the night with my family. This is done. Then Amanda takes Ollie upstairs to go to sleep, and I'm like, all right, this is a 90-day or some reality show we're supposed to be watching. I'll switch it back to the game while she's putting him to sleep, and all hell breaks loose.
Yeah.
All chaos takes place. If she doesn't take him upstairs to sleep, I don't know that I watch what happens with the 5-run lead being blown.
It really is. It really is mostly my fault here, because I started the game and I was doing my BetQL show.
Well,
and as soon as the show was over, you know, I was able to see it on the you know in the office. But as soon as the show was over, I go back in the living room
office,
and that's where the. That's where the 5-run lead happened.
So you jinxed it by changing
your... It really is my fault.
Your viewing location.
It really is my fault.
I'm excited for this exercise.
All right, let's do it.
We are the show... What are we the show of now?
We're the...
Whales.
Whales?
Yeah.
Legacy-defining, public relations, and statues?
Yeah.
All those?
Yeah.
All right. We define the legacies now. Let's start off with Freddie Freeman. This instant, quick hit thought in your mind... What that World Series now does for Freddie Freeman. It was absolutely lock him.
Oh, lock.
Into
first
being.
Ballot. First ballot.
Okay.
First ballot.
I agree. In. You think of him as all-time clutch now as well?
I mean, you've got to. You also have to put in all-time tough. I mean, he should not even have been in these playoffs. That's how bad his ankle was.
Yeah.
Now, it got better, obviously, as the series went on. And you know, I mean, he led that a triple in game one, for crying out loud. But... He's all-time tough, too.
Yeah, they talked about, you know, Brett Boone talked about professional hitter, like how he's just perfect the way that his plate approach and everything else. And that's kind of been his reputation throughout. I think this does shift him as people think back on him as just October legend. And like, it'll almost become a footnote what he had been as just one of the better hitters in Major League Baseball for years.
What the hell is that?
Oh, that's
35 West.
Yeah, it's an Everman. That's the truck that flipped over this morning off the bridge. It was on an overpass. And it went, I don't know if it jackknifed or what, but it just flipped over upside down.
Holy crap. Wow. Look at that traffic.
Jeez.
My gosh. Okay. Dave Roberts.
I didn't notice Dave Roberts doing anything. He worked the bullpen well last night.
I don't know if that really matters. How will Dave Roberts now be viewed? Because this is a guy who, before this may be the most interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you got the keys. You got everything handed to you. You're sitting here. Just don't screw it up. And you have not won enough championships that you should have. You're the Atlanta Braves all over again, the Duke Blue Devils. You should be winning more. And every year it feels like in the offseason, they might be running Dave Roberts out. How does that change things for him now?
He feels like he's on an Eric Spoelstra trajectory where it's like Spoelstra early on was just like, you're overseeing all this talent that's ridiculous. And that eventually I think people are going to come around to the idea of he's a pretty good manager. Just like people eventually came around to Eric Spoelstra's a pretty good coach.
Yeah. I think that's a pretty good comp right there with Spoelstra.
I don't think Roberts is ever going to be respected as much as Spoelstra.
No. I don't think he will. But like, I think people will look at him like,
Is he a really good manager?
I think he is a good manager, but like, I don't think he's like a difference maker. Like
right,
Joe Maddon, Bruce Bochy.
Yeah,
I think of them as like, okay.
Because a lot of people just look at this as the genius is upstairs in the Dodgers front office. They hand you the piece of paper. Yeah. Follow it.
You're
judging too much by the numbers. That was the knock on Dave Roberts.
Dave Roberts and Aaron Boone, because of who they manage for, if they're deserving of credit, they'll never get the full credit they deserve. They're never.
Yeah.
Dave Roberts could win 3 more championships and he'll never get the Bruce Bochy credit.
Right. Agreed.
Yeah, I mean, he's...
This basically buys him 3 more years of job security.
Essentially, yeah.
He pushed all the right buttons with the bullpen consistently throughout the playoffs for them. I don't know. I feel like manager's a little bit like, what makes a good referee? And it's like, do I notice you even? Like, I don't know that I notice.
Yeah.
A big part of it's also going to be just probably personality management, especially with Shohei in there.
I don't think it's going to elevate Dave Roberts that much, my opinion. Shohei Ohtani. This is the Tyrese Halliburton of World Series winners. He was clearly compromised. 0-for? Like, what? I thought I saw 0-for-7 at one point last night. But
his for the entire postseason, his numbers and Judge's numbers for the whole playoffs are about identical.
But Bobby, cover your ears. Unplug the headphones. You're not going to be happy with this. I don't think anyone's going to remember Shohei struggling or not really contributing to them winning the World Series whatsoever. They're going to remember first year, championship, 50-50 club, and all the other things that he's not going to be punished for these numbers. Unless he goes to 2 more, 3 more World Series, starts being Bonds or A-Rod in the wrong clutch way, and they're like, remember what you did that first year? I think he's going to be looked upon as, hey, you didn't just tag yourself with the group project. Shohei Ohtani, World Series champ.
Probably right. And that's probably the problem with legacies is that it's because he did nothing in the World Series. He did nothing in the playoffs. His first at bat was, I think it was his first, maybe his second, it was a 3-run home run. And that was 30% of his entire playoff RBIs on that one swing. And that was 60, you know, playoff.
So his numbers before he got hurt were not good.
No, they're bad.
Things are also
going to the World Series. It wasn't very good.
Things are also going to change for him dramatically because of whatever happens with him on the mound.
Right. Yeah. Look. And Peyton brought this. I think it was Peyton.
What I'm trying to say is, no one's going to sideswipe him and be like, You were on that team. I don't think people are going to do that.
I don't think they will either. But like, you know, like Peyton brought up in the group chat that we had, if you were to Google his playoff numbers, it doesn't give you his playoff numbers.
Oh yeah,
right.
They're shadow banning.
They're shadow
his numbers.
Them. Yeah. So.
And did anyone follow up to check that was actually true?
We did. Yeah, we
accurate?
Looked.
Yeah.
So what are you suggesting, that Google doesn't want Shohei Ohtani hate?
I don't think it was Google. I think
whoever.
It was MLB at bat.
It was MLB at bat.
Yeah, it was the MLB at bat.
But they changed it a few days after people called them out for it.
All right, we are defining the World Series legacies after the Dodgers won it all. Aaron Judge, did he do enough last night to get out of the doghouse? The big home run early, the catch against the wall, but then the huge error to start things in center.
I don't think he did anything. I don't think he did enough. I don't think that will change anything.
Think they'll be waiting to boo him his next postseason at bat if and when he strikes out?
Waiting to boo? No. What they'll be waiting for is that when they go into the playoffs again, whenever that may be, they will be like, well, we got to see it from him. You know, it's like we don't think that he is. They're just going to expect him to fail. They're expecting the 20 strikeouts and 40 at bat.
The drop in center erased the home run.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Because I mean, he had a chance. Like if let's say he catches that ball in center, they're probably going to game six, and then you have a chance to rewrite everything. I mean, all your playoff legacies, you got a chance to, because he was starting to catch on a little bit. You got a chance, and he blew it, and that's where he's going to sit now.
He's the Dak of baseball.
I don't even. That's Dak overselling.
Didn't win MVP.
Dak. That's overselling. Yeah, he should.
Not even close.
Choker. Like that's his. Like that's going to be his reputation right now. You look at it.
Bonds, A-Rod, same
58
thing.
Career playoff games. He's hitting .205, which is 80 points below his career average. His OPS is like .760. He's not showing up in the playoffs.
Giancarlo.
Playoff Stanton. That's big time. Big time.
So next year, when they're both introduced for game one in New York, who gets the bigger applause?
Opening day. I mean,
opening day. Judge or Stanton?
Judge.
Assume Judge. But
okay.
He's like, if you were to ask a Yankee fan, who do you want up? I mean, they all would want Giancarlo.
So now people are not ready to kick him out of the city. This saves that.
I think they understand he can't run. He's very limited. He's going to be a poorly aging DH.
Ugh.
But, boy, don't throw him an off-speed pitch in a playoff game.
By the way, you mentioned him poorly running. That reminds me of him getting thrown out of home. That's probably jumping back when we're like, who's the other MVP? It might have been Teoscar Hernandez with the throw out at home, and he had like five RBIs. That may have been the other guy.
The combo of Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman. This will not get Boone off the hook if they're struggling the first quarter of next year, halfway point.
Right.
They'll want him fired, right? They want him fired for moving Stanton down in the lineup.
Right.
So Boone and Cashman.
I think it gives Boone a year extra. Cashman, too. I mean, Cashman's got to get credit for getting Juan Soto. But if he lets Soto walk...
Soto afterwards again did I'm open to the world.
I'm open to the world.
I'm open to everyone. Start your bids.
I'll play anywhere. A little bit of a boost.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that this changes either one of their legacies a ton. I think it just confirmed for people how they thought about them, which is Cashman. It's like, yeah, you got the checkbook and you can go out there and you can get all these players, but you can't win it the way the Dodgers go out and spend and win. Like you're unable to, and Boone, but I'm just saying in general, as a Cashman over the last 20 years, how the return on the amount that you guys have spent has not gotten back to you. But with Aaron Boone, I think people felt like the things that you did poorly in this playoff run are the exact things we've always thought you did poorly.
Who am I missing on my legacy list that you had? Is there anyone else screaming out to you who wins or loses big time?
Well, I mean, Cole's legacy, I think it went up.
It went up.
Yeah. Oh, he was really, really good in this postseason. He allowed two or fewer runs in every game.
Not covering will not overshadow and haunt him.
I don't think so at all, because
staying in there was gutsy.
Yeah, and it never should have gotten there. I mean, he really was pretty dominant last night when, you know, outside of the errors that were made.
And Bob, what is your Will Smith stat?
5 straight World Series titles for Will Smith. Not the same Will Smith.
You said we lost to Will Smith and we gained to Will Smith.
Yes. So we had catcher Will Smith, who did it in 2020 with the Dodgers, and he was on this team in 24. And then in between, we had the reliever Will Smith that won with 3 straight teams. So we've gotten a Will Smith title every year for the last 5 years. So that's the key in the post-COVID era. You got to have a Will Smith on your team.
All right, speaking of fair or foul, RJ has cooked up a Dallas Cowboys edition. Fair or foul, another Tolo ticket giveaway, and the biggest local segment in radio, Bobby, with the Neighborhood Watch. It's all coming up here on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We have another free ticket hookup for you, turning it on, leaving it. That's what Tolo stands for. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Belt.
Touchdown.
Cowboys Falcons Sunday in Atlanta on this radio station with the pregame, the play-by-play, and the color. Babe Laufenberg, Cowboys color analyst, will join us at 8:40 this morning, and then the post-game show as well. Here is the commercial-free expressway with RJ Choppy and a little Cowboys fair or foul.
All right, number one, Sean, Bobby, Paytone. They should have let Dak and CD play out the year under their old deals. Fair or foul? By the way, it's a baseball term, fair or foul.
I picked up on it. No, foul. You're going to end up, they're going to commit to it. They were going to sign them. That was what was going to happen. I don't think Dak playing like this makes them necessarily walk away, because they clearly are afraid of this quarterback purgatory. So,
but what they should have done.
Yeah, but if they wait, they're paying more.
No, what if they don't pay them?
Oh, just walk away.
Rephrase the question.
So they should have let them play out the year under their old deals.
You're just assuming that they pay
anyway.
What if they don't pay?
Oh, so this isn't like they're following the route. This is what should they have done, regardless of what actually
with Dak, they would have let him play out the deal. Now they still would have had guaranteed money or cap money responsibilities next year if they let him walk.
Yes. Yeah. So. Look, no, it's still foul, because I mean you're talking about quarterback prices always go up. They're going to be on the hook for stuff financially that they wouldn't be able to weather if Dak left. And CD, as much as he hasn't had a great year yet, I don't think anybody's thought like, oh, CD's regressed or CD's not going to be good. I think they think he's in a funk.
I mean, is he in a funk? Am I the only one not thinking that CD Lamb is balling? Am I the only one?
He played better against San Francisco in the second half, but no, I don't think he's come anywhere close to being the guy he's been the last 2 years.
Okay. I want you to answer this, because I think you're going to be completely opposite of Bobby in what they should have done. How many wins you think they're going to have this year, you said yesterday?
6.
All right, so let's say they go 6-11 and neither of them have been re-signed throughout. What are you doing? 6-11, they continue to play like this.
6-11, they're picking 10th, 8th, something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe earlier.
I mean, why are you even hesitating? This is like out of the RJ Choppy handbook.
If they're 6-11, then you move on. Yeah, you just move on from the players. CD would have had another year, so you would have traded him. You would have traded Micah.
Yeah.
And you would let Dak walk.
6-11 was the 6th overall pick last year.
Yeah, you're getting the second best quarterback this year in the draft, probably, because they're going to have a lot of players above them because they're not perceived to be a great draft. Yeah, you move on.
Man, it's so... Oh, gosh. I'm probably moving on. I did not foresee things would have been this bad, so I'm not going to act like, I didn't want to go ahead and give Dak his money because of the purgatory fear, But with the way that this has played out, if it continues to be as bad as I think, then I'm moving on. I'm drafting different. I'm signing even Lamb before Dak, but you want to blow the whole thing up and you want to start over, go ahead and do that. So fair.
Yeah, now if you sign Lamb and let Dak walk, I mean, at least you're giving the next quarterback a target.
Yeah, like they try to do for Caleb. Mm-hmm. They try to give him weapons.
Right, absolutely.
They didn't do that for Bryce Young, right? But they try to do that for Caleb. No, I'm not re-signing the quarterback. Okay. We start over.
All right, next one.
And I guarantee you what, it's going to be like 85% of the fan reaction.
Sure. Fair or foul, the Cowboys should have promoted Al Harris.
By the way, real quick, and I'm not trying to pick a fight with you, but I do have to ask. I mean, this year, Dak's play says what to you?
He's been bad. Like, I mean, this is the worst football he's ever played.
Yeah.
And so, to me, I don't take 7 games typically and say I can apply that to what I've seen consistently through, especially within the context of everything that's clearly toxic about everybody being on 1-year deals and trying to figure out who's going to be here next year. I think that's
because a set of logic would tell you you're this far in and you're playing this bad. You can't elevate the offense to not look terrible. That's your answer to not being the guy good enough to win it all.
Why was it different, though? We've got a much larger sample size over the last decade where it has been elevated. And so to me, I don't take a 7-week. There was a stretch from 17, the middle of 2017, to the middle of 18 where he was really not very good. And that's the only other stretch we've seen like that throughout his career. And he came out the other side of it and was fine.
Well, 2 things. Number one, his great stretches have never really had him thought of as a top 5 quarterback. He's had stretches of it, like he's playing like an MVP, second MVP last year. And then obviously the playoff failures. So it hasn't been good enough for anything in the postseason.
Sure, but just in terms of the ability.
And it hasn't been good enough for us to be like, all right, he's cemented himself like on a higher up tier. He goes on these runs, he has these flashes, you know, 2 very, very excellent, excellent seasons. It just feels like we're getting to the point of having enough sample size.
Yeah, but I think that that's a disagreement on what the sample size says, I think. Because I think it says that he's one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL. That he is a top probably 5 to 8 quarterback in the NFL, and that this is a bad stretch where he's played really poorly. I would personally, instead of saying, I'm going to take this 7 games and now change what I've seen for the previous 8 years, I would instead say, I would like to see what it looks like when he has somebody working with him who views offensive football more similarly to him. Because right now he's got a coach that I don't think they see things the same way.
Okay, but why? But to use your own point back at you, why was it good enough and fine last year for a second in MVP season? Mike McCarthy was the play caller and everything was fine and good last year.
So the first 6 games of the year, things looked different.
Yes.
I think a lot of it was McCarthy getting out of the way the last 10 games of the season. Okay. Just when you talk to people and hear about how things were done over there.
Yep.
And then I think this year there's been a emphasis on, hey, let's play tighter. Let's go back to the timing based system of get the ball out quickly because we don't trust these young offensive linemen to block up for us and we don't have veterans that can step in.
Okay.
Fair or foul. Cowboys should have promoted Al Harris to DC in-house versus hiring Mike Zimmer.
I mean, obviously looking back on it, the Zimmer hire has not gone well. Like he hasn't been good enough at the time, given the information you had. Fair. You've never seen Al Harris design and run a defense. He's never been asked to do it before. We don't know what kind of overall concepts he would have. Zimmer had shown within the last 2 years when he was hired that he could run an NFL defense that could specifically challenge some of the San Francisco stuff. So no, I think that's like hindsight 2020.
Yeah. Fair now, foul then.
Okay.
I would have had a problem if you chose Al Harris over Mike Zimmer. Obviously now, I would rather had Al Harris.
Agree.
Sorry, Mike.
Fair or foul? The star in Frisco is too nice.
Foul. That has not. I don't think that has anything to do with it.
Because like the Chiefs have like a awful.
Yeah.
What was it? Was it Xavier Worthy that walked in there this year?
Yeah.
And he was like,
oh, it's old.
This is where y'all practice?
Yeah.
This is the locker room?
It's old. It looks like an old 80s office building. It's not nice at all. But no, I think that, yeah.
There's a lot of teams that have new facilities.
Right? Maybe they have three Super Bowls because they practice in dingy, you know, home space. And maybe also because they have Patrick Mahomes he's been really great for the last, up until this year, like the last 16 games. But no, I think it's more the quarterback thing.
Foul. Agree. Fair or foul? The Cowboys should hire Ben Johnson over Bill Belichick if they decide to move on from McCarthy.
Ooh. Here's the thing. Okay, Bobby's thinking about it. Here's the thing. I think we dumb down the elevation of coordinators to head coaches way too much. Ben Johnson is looking like an offensive genius. Is Ben Johnson a head coaching genius? If Ben Johnson is a tremendous offensive advantage for your football team, can he still be that while being the head coach? Obviously, if you're Jerry Jones or any owner, I want Ben Johnson calling my plays while he's the head coach. How much of a problem is that going to be? We just go, oh my God, he's got a great defense. Oh my God, he's got a great offense. And we totally flush, except for Eric Bieniemy. Where is he?
He was in Washington. I don't know where he is now. I think he's unemployed.
Wow. Except for Eric Bieniemy, we always go, oh my God, top two unit, top three unit, head coach.
UCLA, yeah.
Okay. It has nothing to do with how you Jason Kidd this thing with the personalities. Mike Zimmer is giving me a lot of Bill Belichick hesitation. I've been all in on the hype, the storylines, trying to be the Jerry Jones of radio here with stuff to talk about. Can these guys just not, is Belichick just too old and outdated for the league? That is my humongous concern. From a football intelligence, toughness, cut the fat, give it all this crap, the podcast and the BS, yes, I would want Bill Belichick. But is that workable, feasible, possible in today's National Football League? I don't know that it is.
You can't tell a player you can't have a podcast in today's NFL.
Yeah.
So
you can, but they'll be like, no.
Here's the only hang up with Ben Johnson specifically.
And he bad interviews last year.
He pulled
even though Albert Breer did report, great topic from RJ later. Albert Breer reported he wanted the Bears job. The Bears job was the one that Ben Johnson wanted, but there was some DC stuff, Bobby.
He pulled a little bit of a Josh McDaniels, where it's they're on the way to go scoop him up or do, and he ended up just go, hey, turn your plane around. Never mind, change my mind. And that's, like I said, Josh McDaniels, like, and we've seen Belichick tree, the coaches are smart. Their X's and O's smart. They know football. We've seen that before. They have ridiculous problems managing culture. The 49ers, the Shanahan McVay coaches have the X's and O's skills, and they've shown that their coaches generally know how to manage culture pretty well. That they've hit with Kevin O'Connell. You know, Mike McDaniel's teams aren't playing well right now, but nobody complains about Mike McDaniel's culture in Miami. They generally have hit on that front. So Ben Johnson's a great coordinator. I don't know, given that. That would make me just wonder, like, is he ready to... Would he be ready for the Dallas Cowboys if he can't even make up his mind about, turn your plane around. I don't want to interview with Washington. I changed my mind.
So which one's your answer?
I would prefer rolling the dice, I guess, on Johnson just because I know he's innovative right now. Like Belichick, I don't know that what he does works outside of New England right now.
I don't know that it works outside of New England either. I like the question with Ben Johnson, like you said, about the offensive, you know, how does that affect his defense? How does that affect his game management? You know, will offensive coaches care about the defense? Will they call the game differently because of the defense
right, to
protect them?
Complimentary football.
There's a lot of questions that go in there that you don't know, but we are definitely in the age of, like, you want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of the cool kids club.
I want a former player. That's what I want.
I want the stories. I want the headlines. I want the weekly interview.
I don't know if you want the weekly interview with Bill.
Well, just to say,
yeah,
I don't want it, but I do want it. My heart wants Bill. My head is probably saying Ben Johnson, but my heart, my radio heart, wants Bill Belichick. You'd be able to sit there and say that you had Bill Belichick and Jerry Jones on weekly, and great. The stories, the coverage, the great. Headlines. It'd fantastic. Be like drafting. It, this would be our Manziel retribution.
Absolutely.
When we got our hearts broken, mind yeah. shattered,
Zach
sitting
Martin.
There, sitting God. There on draft day, waiting for AT&T Stadium to explode when Manziel's name is called. Damn. Well, not really, damn.
What could have been? What could have been? Instead, we got
it would have been a fun 2 years.
Instead, we got a Hall of Fame guard.
I know.
That yeah. was a boring,
so
right?
My heart is saying Bill. My head is saying Ben. RJ Choppy, fair or foul in the home of the Cowboys?
All right, last one, Sean and Bobby. The Cowboys draft magic is over, and they won't be happy when Will McClay eventually leaves, but they also won't be sad.
Completely foul. When he leaves, they're... I don't know what they're going to do. Their current front office personnel structure that they use and the way that they evaluate players is unique to the way other people do it across the league in terms of their structure, the way they build their board, everything else. It's not, nobody else in the league does it the
How
same
so?
Way. Some of it you can't get into just because of it's sort of proprietary. It's stuff you find out. But basically, the way that they cross-reference each other, the way that they work to gain information when they're on campuses and find things out, the way that they huddle up together or have them work directly with the coaches to find things out, they have a whole process that's different from the rest of the league. But yeah, I think it's, when you look, I looked this up once, I need to do it again. I looked it up, I think last year, where if you compare everybody in Will McClay's drafts and you take what player did they take at their pick, look at the player taken directly before at the same position and directly after at the same position. There's like one miss.
Mm-hmm.
Where
Mozzie.
Since then, Mozzie's probably included in there. But Taco. At the time, it was Taco yeah. and maybe one other. But otherwise, it's, yeah, they got the yeah. better player out of the ones that the rest of the league was valuing. So they've hit generally. And I think this draft is going to be a hit. It's just a raw class. The 21 or the 22 class with Tyler Smith. They got Tyler Smith and Jake Ferguson and Deron Bland. We're 2023 and 2019, they happen every now and then. They mm-hmm. get those bad drafts. And statistically, you're going to get those just by luck of the draw, no matter how good your process is. And that's why it's ridiculous to put everything on. Don't miss a single draft class because we're counting on you.
What do you think?
Oh, I think it's foul. I think Will's fantastic. I think Will is as, I mean, if you're going to, and look, it's not fair because we don't know the other guys in the other markets that do what Will does.
Yeah.
I would be hard pressed to find five better in the entire league. I think he's that good. And again, I don't know the other team because the draft is such a crapshoot. And the Cowboys have done a great job of, like, most teams close their eyes and throw a dart at a board. That's basically what the draft is. The Cowboys, I think, draft with one eye open and everybody else has both eyes closed.
He doesn't have GM as his title, but assuming that the person who runs personnel...
He's the director of player personnel.
Yeah, Will is thought of around the league as a personnel director, whether that title's general manager or director of personnel. Will is thought of as like a top five personnel leader.
Who would be on that? The San Fran guy, the Detroit guy?
Veach would be on there. Ballard would be on there. Like those are other
Ballard?
Guys. Yeah, Ballard is thought of as a really good evaluator.
Wow, man, they win so many games. He's the only great personnel man that goes 7-10 every year.
Quarterback matters.
Yes, it does.
Dallas Cowboys fair or foul? Here on DFW Sports Station, 105 through the Fan. Let's hook you up before the watch.
All right, Tolos, right now, call at number 10 at 877-881-1053 wins a pair of tickets. See Gabriel Iglesias on January 31st at Windstar. That's call at number 10 at 877-881-1053.
Are you really what your record says you are? One of the all-time quotes, maybe the guy who has produced the most all-time quotes in the history of the NFL, Bill Parcells, said it. We'll examine it at 8. Babe Laufenberg, Cowboys color analyst, live at 8:40. Let's hit the neighborhood.
We need to take people out of their bubbles and their safe place and make them think about the world we live in.
You are fake news.
So what do you guys hear? What's the scuttlebutt?
Oh, are you guys ready for the I-30 Classic? You ready for a chop?
Yeah, man.
You love it, huh?
Kennedale versus Arlington Martin.
It'd not be classic even if there wasn't traffic at 5 a.m. That would be classic for me.
That'd be great for you. Yeah, gosh. That's tough. You are going to have to...
Never have I pined for 635 in my life so much. I can't wait for next year.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. When you said that yesterday during a break, we were like, God, I need 635. I was like, wow, that does seem like just a ridiculous thing somebody would say.
Because that's been my number one most hated highway while living here. And now I can't. I don't know what they're doing on 30 every morning. I have to get off of it. I hate it.
They're all getting in line to go attend the I-30 Classic is what they're doing, Sean. That is tomorrow night. Every Friday during the high school football season, Pat Doney over at our partner station, NBC5, he hosts Big Game Friday, which is he's out there for the evening news reports, doing reports live from the biggest high school football game in the area, and stays out there for the whole game and interacts with people. So the big game this week, he'll be in attendance at Wilkerson Sanders Memorial Stadium for the I-30 Classic between Rockwall and Rockwall Heath. It's a big rivalry. Pat was pumped about it yesterday when I was texting with him. So
when is he not pumped?
I mean, he always... I'm not going to answer it because I'm not going to do that. But you know what I was going to say. Rockwall is quarterbacked by Landon Locke, who is the younger brother of Wisconsin starting quarterback and Rockwall alum Braden Locke. So if you're looking for some high school football action tomorrow night, you can go see Pat Doney in Rockwall. All right. Our Facebook community group post of the week is one that apparently Sean thinks is not very serious at all. Food allergies based on what he was saying. It's 6:40 today.
I'm just joking.
City of Louisville. I saw this yesterday. Somebody said, I got my teal bucket out. How many of you are also doing it? I was like, what the hell is a teal bucket?
Yes.
I had never heard of this.
It's the teal pumpkin project.
So the teal pumpkin is apparently an issue of for kids who have these like severe food allergies that, you know, oh, I can't have peanuts or I can't have almonds or whatever else. The whole idea of it is just to make sure they don't get anything cross-contaminated or whatever else. They've got a separate one up there, a teal pumpkin that's got toys in it like Peyton's handing out or whatever else. Other things that those kids can go grab comfortably and know they're not going to have to deal with any food allergy stuff. So I've got, obviously, Addison's got a bad tree nut allergy, and so she always gets super anxious about picking through her candy and wondering, like, reading the labels, and I got to make sure there's nothing in this because a lot of times there'll be tree nuts and something that you're not even thinking of, just whether it's flour or something like that. But if you go just Google teal pumpkin map and enter your address, it shows you a list of people within a mile of your address who have volunteered and said, hey, we're going to have one. So if you have somebody with food allergies and you're trying to do that, you can just Google that and it'll tell you the safe houses to hit. What do you want to say? Say it. I want you to say it.
You don't think it's legit?
Of course it's legit.
Okay.
Of course it's legit.
So what did you want to say?
More power to the people who do the teal pumpkin thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going out of my way for that. Like, I'm just going to hand out candy, sure. And if your kid can have candy, they can have candy. If they can't have candy, then I'm sure there's going to be a nice neighbor down the street that is a part of it.
Well, and that's why. That's why they have it as something you can go find. Yeah. It's because they don't expect everybody to just do it, which is why here are the places you know you can hit.
By the way, there's stories, I see this on the Today Show. There are towns that have age limits for trick-or-treaters. Like, what are we doing with age limits?
What do you mean?
If you want to trick-or-treat, you're 15.
What do you mean age limit?
They said you can't, a couple towns can't trick-or-treat after 14 years old. What, are you going to card the person?
Right.
Let me see your ID.
What is the age?
As long as you have a costume on and you don't have facial hair, like a beard.
You said 11?
11.
Cut it off?
11?
How old's Luca?
He's 14. I don't believe he's going.
When's the last time he's put on a costume to go out and knock house to house?
I think 2 years. Okay. Julian is going. He's 12. He's going tonight.
What's he dressed as?
I'll tell you what he's going to be dressed as. He's going to be dressed as something that hopefully doesn't get him canceled, because this kid has asked for the most offensive costumes ever. And he thinks we're dumb. He says, can I go as a banana? As an eggplant. He wanted to go as an eggplant. And I'm like, I know, I'm hip to your scheme here, pal, okay? Your entire repertoire is around wiener jokes, okay? I know what we're talking about here.
So what is it?
Honestly, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, he wanted to go. I can't even say it on the radio to go as.
Don't say
so
that.
So we're putting a mask on him. That's it. Here's a mask. Go.
Okay. Peer group, I think, determines that for you. Like, whenever your peer group all kind of settles into it, and that's a different answer for different areas. Okay, we've always got the Facebook community group post of the week and some other things. I've got another new feature that we're going to throw in today, because I think you guys always give really good answer on the Franklin Injury Attorneys fan text. So over on Reddit, they have a forum called Ask DFW, where Redditors basically solicit, like, hey, where can I find this in Dallas? Where can I get this in DFW? I want this. So I figured we could tap into some of these questions and get the recommendations from listeners and then clip it and reply with it. And then it's the fan listeners that are supplying the stuff. So the question today comes from a tourist who's looking for entertainment options next weekend. So they're flying down to see Linkin Park in Arlington on Friday. It'll be the first time in Texas. That's next Friday, not this Friday. And then they're going to see the Cowboys game on the 10th. So their hotel is like in Grand Prairie-ish between Dallas and Arlington. And they're looking for recommendations, music, venues, entertainment options. So let us know on the fan text. We'll read some of the answers then when we get on the back end. Just entertainment options for a weekend if you're staying around Grand Prairie. All right. Election day's coming up on Tuesday.
Oh, I can't wait.
How are you guys going to have watching parties?
I'm not having a party.
Watching party.
Oh, I know you are.
I will not be sleeping that night, I'll tell you that.
Oh, really?
Oh, I'm coming right in from... I'm going to make sure those votes are counted.
You haven't you haven't been like 100% news consumption guy?
Well, I get my news off TikTok, Sean.
Okay.
You're one of those.
I'm one of those. But no, I watch quite a bit.
Okay.
I watch more than I let on. But, you know, I'm excited for it. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I can't wait for the coverage.
So we already know who's running for president.
Are you Senate. A John King or a Kornacki guy? The Kornacki guy is...
Who's Kornacki?
He's
on Fox?
No, he's on either CBS or NBC. I can't remember which one it is. He's the touchscreen guy with King.
Oh, no, John King.
King's great with it.
John King, when he's up there on that map, to me, that's riveting. I'm like, you're a machine.
They're the only one. That's the only network, I think, that can actually get the touchscreen to work. Like, the Fox one never works.
Yeah.
I mean, he's tapping it, and it's just, like, not moving.
Everything John King is spitting out, I'm like, oh, my God, this guy's a monster.
Numbers after numbers, not rattled at all. It's like him and Scott Hansen, just the way that they operate.
Don't compare John King to Scott Hansen. Please don't.
Let's take a look at the propositions that are available for voting in the Metroplex.
Okay.
All right. This is not taking a stance on any of these.
Very political.
No, it's not. Not taking a stance on any of these. Just telling you what's out there. Dallas is voting on Proposition C, which aims to increase the annual salary of the mayor to $110,000 a year and council members to $90,000 a year. So if you feel like giving your city council and mayor a raise in Dallas, you'll vote yes on Prop C.
Gavin Spittle, I'm going to announce Proposition A. We all get raises here. We're going to vote on it.
Generally,
what the heck?
That's democracy.
Generally, whenever I see like raises, I'm like, no.
Yep. Nope.
No, against.
No,
There's a lady in our neighborhood. It's a family. I know the husbands are in the PABs, which is our group chat, and on their front yard it says vote yes for Proposition A or whatever. And I said, what is this? He goes, it's to increase the property taxes for the school. And I said, why the hell would I vote for that? I don't have kids in the school district.
Why would you want to increase the property taxes?
Because they want more money for the school. Which, if you have kids in the school, it's great. Right, absolutely, right. But I don't have kids in the school.
Yeah.
Proposition R wants to change marijuana enforcement in Dallas. It wants to prohibit DPD from making arrests or issuing citations for marijuana possession or considering the odor of marijuana as probable cause for search or seizure, except as part of a violent felony or high-priority narcotics felony investigation. It would say that enforcement of Class A and Class B misdemeanor marijuana possession in DPD would be the lowest enforcement priority and prohibit city funds or personnel from being used to test cannabis-related substances.
Am I smelling a little of the ganja?
Four, I'm fine, you know, get rid of the enforcement of it, except you should not be smoking and driving.
Yeah, you should not be smoking.
No smoking and driving, but you have it, you smoke it, whatever. Yes, it's about time.
Yeah, about time.
Hutchins, Prop A.
Barbecue?
No, Hutchins, the city, is asking voters to approve bonds of $28 million because they want to build a single building that would house a recreation center and a library. So if you want a rec center and a library in Hutchins, that's on the table for you. It would feature youth basketball courts, cardio, weight equipment, all that jazz, but it would cost $28 million. So you got to figure out if that's what you want to do. Now, the Hutchins said there will be no tax increase for residents because the city has experienced property value growth of $896,290,266 since 2021.
So wow.
They got some cash to spend. Prop A in Johnson County is asking voters to approve a $60 million transportation bond that's going to have 16 improvement projects in Burleson, Joshua, Cleburne, Keene, and Alvarado. Now, here's the thing. If approved, the bond will be funded by about a penny increase in the INS tax rate for property taxes, with an average annual cost of less than $25 to homeowners. But are you going to say, no, I'm not raising my property taxes by $25 for public transportation stuff?
No, I'm good with that.
Yeah. You good?
Yeah.
All right, Mansfield.
Public transportation in the Metroplex would be nice.
What a novel idea.
Yeah, I know.
Mansfield, the home of Peyton Russell, where he was sculpted. Well, he wasn't allowed to have any liquor.
You call that sculpted?
I've seen him with a shirt off. I wouldn't call that sculpted at all.
Come on. What do we got here? Come on.
Prop A in Mansfield. You can now get take-home liquor if it's approved. So they obviously have liquor available for sale in bars and restaurants and stuff like that, but you still cannot operate a liquor store in Mansfield.
Oh.
It's just beer and wine. And so Prop A, if this is approved, means you are now able to buy take-home liquor, off-site liquor.
Four.
They're in Mansfield. Over in McKinney, they're
God,
looking
how at much would that suck?
Got to bring back those open container laws, too.
You talked about whenever you see a raise is on the ballot, you're like, nope. Yeah. Just automatically you're out. Okay, well, over in McKinney, they're looking to stay in office longer and get more money for it. Prop A would extend term limits from 2 4-year terms to 3 4-year terms. And then Prop B, right on the side of it there in McKinney, voters are being asked to increase the compensation given to members of the city council. They're paid $50 per meeting, with the mayor receiving an extra $100 monthly, if approved, starting on October 1st, 2025. Listen to this inflation. Council members would be paid $750 per month.
Oh!
And the mayor would receive $1,000 per month. So 10 times what they were getting before. Hmm. That's on the option there for voters in McKinney.
You know, I don't want to reject all raises. I do give props to those people who go on the HOA boards, those thankless jobs no one else wants. I don't want to do it. Someone else is going to do it. Man, props to you. Thanks for taking the bullet.
I want them. I want to be able to.
Well, do something about it. Stop talking about it.
I want to be able to embezzle the hell out of that
HOA. All you
do
is talk about it. You ain't volunteering. You ain't trying to submit. You ain't doing nothing.
Nah, the guy that's in there has got a stranglehold on it. He really does have a stranglehold on this thing. We need term limits in the HOA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, then I'm guessing if you were in McKinney, you would be voting this one down because you'd want to get into office quicker. All right, some of the answers over to the Ask DFW question about places to go, entertainment options over the weekend if you're staying around Grand Prairie. Six Flags, Texas Live. Rick Glassman at the Addison Improv. Bucks Wild is one of the suggestions here. Peyton, I didn't know you were texting in. You could have just said that in my ear. A lot of different Texas Live, Epic Water Park, different areas like that. So there are some of the suggestions over on the Fantex. All right, we have...
Only here can you be hitting all the water parks on October 31st.
And it's totally reasonable. All right, Texas Monthly has released... They went and did the groundwork. They went and found the 50 best tacos in the state of Texas. And I was a little disappointed to find that there weren't more in the top 10 that were directly around us here in DFW. That was a little bit frustrating. Over there, they've got two spots in DFW that are in the top 10. Ranked ninth is, I don't know how to pronounce this, Mascara's Mexican Grill in Oak Cliff. That's ninth. And the highest ranking DFW spot is Revolver Taco Lounge, which ranks fourth on the list, which I had never heard of. But I guess this place is really blown up. It opened in Fort Worth in 2011, and then it moved to Deep Ellum about 6 years ago. You've been there?
I've been there. I think there was it was on Netflix.
Really?
It was good. I feel like it was a little bit expensive, as everything is, but it was good. Man, it's hard for me. I have a high taco bar, man. For real. Like, it's hard for me to be blown away by a taco. The meat has to be fresh. It has to be hot, not just getting it and reheating it. How good is the tortilla? Are you putting enough onions on it? Are you putting cooked onions on it? I got a high taco bar.
Are you a corn or flour tortilla guy for your tacos?
If it's my last taco on earth, flour.
Yeah, it's a good way to put it.
But there's some times where I'm okay with the corn one.
The corn one falls apart so easily a lot of times.
If I'm going to have a lot of tacos, if I'm starving, I want corn because the flour is more filling. But the flour tortilla, they hold up better.
Yeah. I mean, almost
texture,
every time you're using the corn.
Texture is the big thing. The corn ones almost have like a grittiness that I don't like.
And you almost always have to use two of them.
Yes. Yes.
Right? Because so they snap.
So you feel like what you're saving, like the corn tortillas is obviously better for you than the flour, but then you got two of them wrapped up in there.
Yeah. So it's like, is it negligible?
Which if you want the, that is, by the way, I told Jaime, our promo guy, I told him that I was.
Oh, what a stereotype.
No, I'm saying I told Jaime, our promo guy, that I don't like the corn tortillas, and he told me that was the widest opinion that I had.
Yeah.
He's like, no, don't ever say that around. Yeah. The number one, if you want the best taco in Texas, you're going to have to drive to Midland, like I did, to go see Keller softball play. If I would have known, I would have gone here. It's Ana Liz Taqueria. That's the number one in the state of Texas.
There it is. The Neighborhood Watch with Bobby Roberto Belt during the commercial free. Every day, the commercial free expressway with a Tolo ticket giveaway. Are we overreacting to 3-4? Are the Dallas Cowboys actually what their record says they are? Plus some other teams in the league. Babe Laufenberg around the corner as well. All coming up on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.